Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, I love him. Don't you love him this morning? Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. It's Monday morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Blog podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is get up off that floor. Get up off that floor. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verses 7 through 14. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that you can tune in to Morning Motivation Live by calling 323-870-4180 at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. But if you miss it live, you can hear the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day on my website, fieldfire.com, FEELDFIRE.com, on Facebook at Rossi Williams, RAWSI, or you can have the recording sent straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Again, the message is MM. The phone number is 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verses 7 through 14, reading from the KJV. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone, and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then I was in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees, and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken his word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now hear this, hear these last two verses. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of their chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic today? Say it out loud with me wherever you are. Get up off the floor. Hallelujah. Have you ever been somewhere and you just wanted to tell somebody, get yourself up off that floor? You know, you're in the mall and you see someone's kids and they're just having a tantrum, crying and screaming. Or you're in the grocery store and they're crying and screaming and the parent is just standing there doing nothing. And you stand there with your teeth clenched and you're saying through your teeth in your mind, get yourself up off that floor. Or you have a friend who's been crying for a year and a half over a boyfriend, a girlfriend that they only knew for a month that they lost a year and a half ago. And as a friend, you want to encourage them. You love them. But here it is a year and a half later, and they still at home, won't shower, won't bathe, won't clean up the house, you know, wearing black because they're in mourning. And you're saying, look, get yourself up off that floor. In other words, what you're saying to them is, look, this is it now. I've had enough. It's time for you to get yourself back into your composure of knowing who you are in God. This is not the first time that you've had an issue. This is not the first time that you've been through a trial. This is not the first time that an attack has come against you. Get yourself up off that floor. While emotional responses, such as crying and anger, are very reasonable for times of loss, betrayal, being wounded, and, you know, all of life's other major changes, because I go through them. I'm human, just like you're human. There are times that I cry, that I'm upset, that I'm sad, that I grieve. We all go through that, and that's okay, right? Because even Jesus wept. Okay and acceptable for us to have emotion. But there comes a time when you just have to stop crying, when you have to put on your big girl panties or your big boy underwear and just get yourself up off that floor. Because as long as you stay down, you will never be able to get back up. In this book of Daniel that I read to you, these scriptures were parallel to what I taught in Sunday school on yesterday, and our title was A Strong Faith. And as I was teaching this lesson, I was telling the class that something that was interesting to me here was how the angel had to write Daniel. In other words, put Daniel in an upright or a standing position. You see, in this scripture, Daniel had been praying to the Lord for deliverance, deliverance of his people, because they were in bondage, they were in captivity, and he needed God to deliver them. And as part of his prayer, Daniel had been fasting for 3 weeks. Well, it appeared that God had not heard him. It appeared that God had not answered him. But really what was happening is that in the spiritual realm, God had sent the answer 21 days ago. But the angel of the Lord had to fight demonic influences. You remember that scripture I read? He said, God heard you and sent an answer, but for 21 days I was tied up fighting against the princes of Persia, and I had to seek the assistance of Michael, the archangel, to come help me fight to get this answer to you. In other words, righten yourself, Daniel. Stand up. Get yourself together. Understand that when you first called out for God, he heard you. When you first prayed, he heard you. When you first asked for help, God answered you. So you have to be willing to understand that God never leaves you. God never forsakes you. So get yourself up off that floor. Now I'm talking to you today. How many of us, hallelujah, have allowed the cares of this world and things which have happened to come in and to interfere with us moving forward because we just cannot get over that situation? We just cannot get over what happened. We cannot get over that person. We cannot get over that loss. We cannot get over what happened. Why me? Why? I've been good. I've been going to church. I've been praying. I've been tithing. I give offering. I fellowship. I'm involved in church, God. Why me? I win souls. Why me? I encourage others. Why me? After all the good I've done, everything that I put up with from that person, why me? There are so many other people, Lord, who are out there doing bad, who aren't doing what you say, who aren't even following your word. And, Lord, it appears that they are prospering. It appears that they are doing much better. Why me? God, I've been faithful to my husband, or I've been faithful to my wife. I've been a good parent. Why me? Hallelujah. And sometimes you have to learn that favor ain't fair. Sometimes there's no other reason than it's you than just that you're going through a test. You know how you see on the television? This is a test. Everything goes black. You lose the picture that you're watching, and the message comes up. This is a test. This is only a test. Don't be alarmed. This is a test. Or you hear the announcement about a fire alarm and the sirens wail, and then someone comes over the loudspeaker and they say, this is only a test, or this is only a drill. In other words, don't sit there and get lost in the right now situation. It is only a test. Get yourself up off the floor. There is better for you. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5. The word reminds us that God will never leave us and he'll never forsake us. In Psalm 37 and 25, David states, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread. In other words, God has heard your prayer. Whatever it is that you have laid before him, God has sent you an answer. Now, the answer may be delayed because Satan may be fighting against the answer because he knows that God has favor on you. He knows that God has blessing in store for you. He knows that God is coming to see about you. He knows that God has purpose for you. He knows that God has destiny for you. So he is fighting with all his might against your answer coming to pass. But I want to encourage you this morning to get up off that floor, wash your face, clean your body, anoint yourself, go forward with joy and praise and dancing and celebration because your deliverance is nigh. Whatever you need, God has it for you today. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Come on and just say, self, get up off that floor. Speak to yourself again. Say, self, get up off that floor. My deliverance is nigh. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We honor you today, Lord. We praise you today. We thank you because you are still a prayer answering God. You are still a prayer answering God. You are still a prayer answering, a prayer answering, a prayer answering God. Father, we magnify you this morning that you are answering our requests. There's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing, Lord, too hard for you. And already you are doing great things, greater things, the greatest things in our lives. What can we do but say thank you this morning? Father, this morning, I come in agreement with everyone listening now and with those who will listen later for everything that they need, Father, that they will find their purpose in you, their second wind in you, their assurance, their consolation, their strength in you, and get up off that spiritual floor of wailing and crying, of doubt, self-doubt, low self-esteem, and low self-worth. They will get up off that spiritual floor of wondering if they're good enough and understand that you've already answered them. You've already sent their help. You've already sent their assistance, and you are fighting on their behalf. Now, Father, you know what we need. I come in agreement that it is done this morning. In the name of Jesus, it is done, it is done, it is done. In Jesus' name, it is done. Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord. Say, it is done. Now let everyone listening say, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. I have to give you our altar call. Then we will end with our task for today. Continue to praise the Lord. If you are not saved, if you're backslidden, I invite you into the kingdom of our Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent and ask you to come into my life now to be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the family of our Lord. Make sure you're tuning in at 6:30 a.m. live to morning motivation or hearing the recording at 8 a.m. and that you get into a good Bible-believing church. Now, everyone, we're about to end, but I remind you that your deliverance is nigh. So get up off that floor. God has heard you and he's answered you. Our task for today is for you to walk in victory. No longer will you cry over the past? You didn't make it happen, or even if you did, you can't do anything about it now. You give it to God, and then you get up off the floor and walk in victory. Remember to text MM to 33222 to get this message on your phone at 8 a.m. and get the recording every day, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. so you can share it with others and go to fielddefire.com. I'll see you in the morning. I had enough, Dale. Get up off that floor.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do something. It's alright to crawl before you walk. Yeah. It's alright to walk before you run. Yeah. But if you want should never